The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, I want you.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something. It's time for the Jethel Silverwing Show on online game and radio. Hit it, Cheez-It!
2, 3, 4!
Anybody's brother, I wanna be your lifetime friend. Crazy as a rocket, nothing in my pocket, I keep it at the rainbow's end. I never think of money, think of milk and honey, grinning like a Cheshire cat. I'm focused on a pleasure, something like a treasure. Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
Take a picture, add it to the mixture. There it is, I got you now. There's really nothing to it. Anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begin the changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
And now Lucan's towel's covered in flowers. Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
There's nothing you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus believes in you. Can you picture that?
Can you picture that?
All of us are winning, picking and grinning, lonely and I love to jam.
Jelly belly giggling, dancing and wiggling, honey, that's the way I am.
I lost heart in Texas, nothing less effective. I keep it underneath my hat. The Aurora Borealis, shining out in Dallas. Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Can you picture?
Gotta see it in your mind.
Can you picture?
What's quick and easy to find?
Can you picture?
You don't have to buy a frame.
Can you picture? Can you picture that? Can you picture that?
Use it if you need it.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the new year. It is Tuesday, January 6th, 2009. I'd like to do a little impromptu sound effect here. Let me see. What can I use? What can I use? I'll use that. There we go. Okay, you are about to hear the sound of 2008 being crumpled up, stabbed with a screwdriver, and thrown in the trash. 2008, possibly worst year ever. So 2008 can go to hell. With only one exception. And that, of course, was mine and Elquin getting married. All the men listening in, good save, good save. To find out if that was a good save, with me as always, my love, my main squeeze, the girl downstairs, is Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Was that a good save?
It was a good save.
Okay, good save. But I think we can all agree 2008 sucked, and we're glad it's gone.
We can count the snowstorms as part of 2008, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
God, those snowstorms that were just ripping across the northern half of the United States. God, that sucked.
Yeah, I thought you liked snow.
I like snow. I don't like dealing with snow. So let's just put it that way. Or I should say, I like snow. I don't mind dealing with snow, but I'm sorry, the state of Washington was completely caught off guard, and I think somebody should be sued over this.
I know.
Actually,
it was not good.
From what I understand, there is a formal investigation. there is a formal investigation being being performed about the handling of the roadways in Washington State.
All over?
Well, just Western Washington, I suppose. But
I would say Snohomish County. The other counties weren't too bad. Seattle had a few problems, but I think we were the worst.
But yeah, I mean, businesses were closed for weeks. I mean, small business. I mean, I run a small business here. And we rely on Christmas to try to get us a little extra boost toward the end of the year, and we were closed. Most small businesses in Western Washington were shut down the week of Christmas.
And that wasn't good.
Worst possible time to have been shut down. God.
I know.
I mean, things were actually going good there for about a week. Like, yeah, these are the numbers I wanted to see. You know, for like 3 days, and then the snow hit, and dead. Nothing. Why? Because everyone was snowed in, or if they weren't snowed in, the roads were impassable.
It felt like watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and they get to that point where, and then all of a sudden, the storm broke, and it's like, yeah, boom.
Lovely. And our buddy Farrell is telling me that there is more snow and ice expected tonight in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's there. That's not here.
Right, but I'm talking about an area that normally doesn't get a lot of snow, or if they do, it kind of dies off the next day. But New England, I mean, I don't want to hear anyone in New England complain. I mean, you live there. I lived there for 34 years. If you don't like snow, then you need to get the hell out of New England. It's as simple as that. So anyway. Later on in the show, of course, we're going to have our ongoing game. Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? I don't even know where he is. Elquin planted him somewhere, so I'll log him on and I'll figure out where he is and we'll play our little game of 20 questions here. And
I stuck him in a godforsaken place.
In a godforsaken place.
Oh, I have something for you.
What's that?
A little bit of news.
News?
News.
Go on.
HUD had a birthday on Saturday, and he's listening tonight.
Oh, HUD had a birthday.
We got the trolls somewhere?
Of course we have. Let me let them out of the bag. Come on, guys, get out of the bag!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
And apparently it was Aliva's birthday on the 2nd.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
to the Birthday Trolls. I am on a quest.
You are?
I'm on a quest. That is driving me freaking insane. As if I could get any more insane, but yes. I'm doing that harvesting quest out of the island of Mara. And I know she's listening, so Domino, I want to know exactly what you had to do with this quest. And talk me out of, like, writing hate mail. No, I wouldn't do that. But this quest is, wow, just monotonous.
It was not bad. I had a good time, just because you don't like harvesting.
Well, the main problem I have with this quest is that the animal dens, you know, they have a chance to give you meat or...
Well, for you and me and other people who aren't provisioners, they will end up dropping more leather than meat. But that's not a big deal. I didn't have a problem with that.
Hun, I spent 4 hours getting the meat and like 20 minutes getting everything else. It was insane.
It took you 20 minutes to get your meat? Must have been really lost. Oh, you mean from dens. Sorry.
Yes, from dens. What the hell's wrong with you?
We just had a dinging guild.
Oh, did we? Let's see. Valander. Valander has gained a trade skill level and is now a 55 sage. So congratulations to Valander. And we'll give him the old trade skill ding. There we go. Domino says it's intended to be annoying.
I don't know, I had a good time, and I harvested extra. Mm-hmm. I put extra in our harvest depot and
depot. Oh yes, I'm throwing all my extras in the depot.
And I got some rares out of it. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It took a few days, but come on.
The easiest one was the 7th tier. Because you can just go up to the Plain of Sky there, and like every island has its own little specialty. I mean, I turned the corner over in the Gazer Isle, and yes. went into that little place, like, oh my god, there's like 20 bushes right here!
I told you you'd find your bush there. Mm-hmm. I mean, bushes.
So, I'm out here, and where the hell am I? I don't know where I am. Kailong Plains. I'm in Kailong Plains. I'm on the last part. I'm on Tier 8. Hoping it's not going to take too long.
It won't. Besides, it's worth it.
I'm going to get my rock cloak. So we can go yay rock and turn into rocks. Rock. And if my little yay rock thing at the end of my show had anything to do with the inspiration for the cloak transformation, then I take full credit for it.
You're terrible. We had a ding 40.
Yep, looks like Aliva has dinged level 40. What is Aliva now? Do I have one? I don't know, she's anonymous. But Aliva on the Antonia Vale server is apparently level 40 now, so congratulations, Aliva. Let's give you a old ding. There we go. Laramie on the Antonia Vale server saying way too much work for a level 1 item. What are we talking about?
It's a good cloak. There's a lot of good stats on it.
Why don't you link it in the chat, Jeff? Because I haven't even really looked at it yet. Let me see. I just know it turns you into a rock, and if you have your illusion form off, it actually makes you larger, which is exactly what I was going for.
I mean, it increases your you know, harvesting stuff. It increases your mount speed. It gives you feather fall.
Feather fall is also nice, yeah.
You know, it shapes you into a rock. It makes you bigger. It's a fun cloak. Hmm. It's nice.
So I'm out here harvesting. So, the announcement for our show tonight on the official EQD forums mentioned the multicolored fret bar to your soul. Which, of course, we're referring to Rock Band and Guitar Hero, which we got both of them for Christmas this year. Santa Klug was very generous in providing us with musical entertainment. And I have actually gone on record here on the show a few times complaining that Rock Band was not going to be a good game because it doesn't show you how to play the guitar. But I'm liking the rest of it, though. I mean, you're allowed to sing. I mean, you don't have to be perfect. But you can sing, and I think the drum part definitely shows you how to play the drums.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. I mean, you know, I took drum lessons in junior high, and I couldn't do it. I'm just not coordinated in both hands like that. But Elkwin's doing fine on the drums. And if nothing else, no, the guitar does not show you how to play guitar. But I'll say this: I've been running on medium for a lot of these things, not beginner or easy. I've been doing medium just for the hell of it, trying to challenge myself. Pardon me. And if nothing else, you've got to have some coordination.
Oh yeah.
You really got to have some coordination to do the guitar on medium or hard. I took a look in the there's a practice mode where, you know, it'll go through the song, but it won't, you know, there's no points involved. It's just so you can practice. And I put it on expert mode just to see what it would be like. And be like, oh my god! You may as well be playing a real guitar at that point. But of course, you know, learn how to play a real one. Don't use, you know, Guitar Hero.
Well, I have to say, you and the boy just absolutely rock.
I kick ass. The boy screws up everything.
What? I don't think so.
No, I've been doing bass. I've been doing the bass. And I've played lead on a few. Not a few songs, but for the most part, I play bass. Eric's been doing the lead guitar. And he does go, but he keeps it uneasy.
Yeah, but he still does really good.
Mm-hmm. And Elkwin's been doing the drums or on the mic.
Amazing.
She's doing amazing.
I'm surprised. Your eyes, your ears aren't bleeding.
But, yeah, I mean, we've got, I mean, with Rock Band, we've already gone through the entire set. We've gone through the entire tour. Of course, now what we need to do is up the difficulty and go through it again. What do you think? Do you think you're up to it?
Oh, I don't know.
We will have a Rock Band challenge. Ooh, I better watch where I'm going. I'm going around Kalon Plains. I'm not invised, and I just came across something that could see me.
Yeah, it can do that.
Okay. Time for me to go back out toward the dock a little bit. Stuff is starting to see me. I mean, one of the reasons I'm playing drums is because it's easier than the guitar. But you've seen me on the guitar. Even when I take over lead guitar, I'm on medium or hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the challenge. Now, what I'm finding is, what I'm finding difficult is sometimes I forget where my fingers are on the guitar.
They're on your hand. Oh, you mean on your guitar.
Yeah. On the frets.
Oh.
And I'll be like, you know, why am I losing? I'm hitting all the right things. And I'm like, oh. Move my hand. I'm like on the wrong frets, you know.
Oops.
Oops.
But yeah, I'd have to say, although it does not show you how to play the guitar, it's good. I'm glad we got it.
We had a blast with it.
Mm-hmm.
We played it all weekend.
We actually went out and bought a second guitar.
Well, we got Guitar Hero World Tour, which we can use all the stuff we got with Rock Band with.
Mm-hmm. Although, for some reason, the Rock Band guitar, you know, you're supposed to hit your star power and stuff like that by jerking the guitar up, and it doesn't work. I don't know if... Maybe my guitar is defective. I don't know. But it doesn't work for me. But it does work on the Rock Band guitar.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I guess you can use the select button. And get the star power as well. So, you know, all we gotta say
is... It works.
We rock.
And roll.
Put a little beat down in your soul.
Do, do, do.
So what do you think's the hardest song we've...
They're telling you should jerk it off, not up. I think they're talking about the guitar.
And we're playing on, to answer Laramie's question, we're playing on PS2. Now, Valander says he has 7 guitars. Is this like real guitars, or are you talking about Rock Band guitars?
Guitar controllers. There's a lot of different ones. The reason why we ended up getting a different guitar is because a long time ago, I got my son Guitar Hero, and it comes with like a really small Guitar Hero controller.
Right. The first one that
now
came out was
got,
really small.
Yeah, now they got more big, full-size ones, and makes it a little easier.
Headset cord got tangled up in my wheels.
I guess while you're playing in game, there's different guitars that open up too. I don't know. We just Shiver just dinged 60 wizard.
Ah, Shiver is now at level 60 wizard. Congratulations to Shiver. Let's give him a ding. Cause he's an XR wizard. I have to agree with Lyra. I would like to see some Weird Al songs in Rock Band, but the thing is, you know, Weird Al songs would just be regular songs, but with just different lyrics. It's kind of like saying they need to have a Jethro Silverwing edition of Rock Band. Just sing my lyrics to the original songs. That's Actually, I tried that when I went to San Diego. I tried that, and it didn't quite work out. Oh, well.
No.
I need a drink.
You don't drink.
There we go.
Ah, you drank.
They might be giants, boys. Nope, Daya dinged. Did we miss that? Daya Dissa is now a level 11 Fury. Congratulations, Daya Dissa. Give her a ding. So what else are we going to talk about tonight? Okay, I think we're done. That's it, everyone. Get it now.
You're terrible.
What? Oh, this giant doesn't like me messing with his lumber, apparently. So he will die.
Kill the giant.
They see me harvesting with my swift blade.
Now, see, that would be fun if they put out, like, Guitar Hero or Rock Band for a Weird Al version.
Gee, thanks, hon.
What?
Oh, sure, don't have the Jethro Silverwing version. Who cares?
Well, with Guitar Hero World Hero, you could... World Tour, you could put your songs in.
Nah, I tried that recording thing.
Doesn't like... You don't like it, huh? Well, I'm with a few people in Befallen right now.
Befallen?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Befallen?
We're running a shard mission.
Shards.
Shards! Gotta get them shards!
One man, one mission. That's how my voice is going right now.
How is your voice?
It's been getting raspy lately, actually. It doesn't hurt.
Time for tea.
Tea for two and do for tea. I feel like I can do movie voiceovers.
Probably.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you. One Drolvarg has it out for Jethro Silverwing. Join us this summer as Drolvarg Scavenger versus Jethro. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I lost it there. A lot of Drolvarg scavengers out here. Hey, and there's a bush. I found a Krylon Briar.
They move so quick around here, I lose them.
Hmm?
Linonair? She's small and she runs fast and it drives me crazy.
Okay.
It's like I turn around and she's gone! Again!
Eek! Green Grolvarg.
Thank God I'm a ranger. I can track her until she moves again.
Thank God she's a ranger girl.
It's like, jeez.
So.
Stay put!
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Are you serious? No. Did you?
I have.
You did?
I resolve this year shall be the year of the Jethel, and we shall crush... Hold on a minute. We shall crush the souls of our enemies! Delmon, you will fall!
You sound like Lucan.
There we go. I know I do. That's why I do it. Lucan Delair. Got pretty bows in his hair. Wearing thong underwear. Lucan Delair. Alright. They're gonna throw some music on. Give my voice a little break here. Of course, if you have any requests, by all means, let me know in the channel there, and I'll see if I get some songs up for you. Let's put these on. Here we go. All right, so we'll be back in a few. Okay, and we're back. As opposed to being, you know, left or right.
Or front.
Or even grooving from side to side.
Up and down?
I'm kind of partial to diagonal.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know it, lady. Oh, yeah. It's time once more to find out just where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Hold on a second.
Yeah! Doo-wop, doo-bop, doo-bop, doo-wop, doo-bop, 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 doo-bop.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Calathan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
All right. So it's time to play Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. And of course this involves our live audience here on the chat channel that is. It is up to you now to try to find out where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. So we'll be taking suggestions. Let's see. N2 wants to know if he's an Everfrost. The answer is no. Not an Everfrost. Now, you don't have to just randomly, you don't just randomly guess zones. I mean, you can ask questions, you know, is he near this? Is he surrounded by that? Blah, blah, blah. He is not in the desert. He is not in Fippy Darkpaw's lair. He is not in a dungeon. Not in lava. Not in lava. Lava frost. What the hell is that? He is not captured. Captured. Why would he be captured? I don't know. Can I see the ocean? I cannot. Is he in an EOF zone? No, he is not on Faedweir. Is he on an island? Technically, yes. Technically, he is on an island. Wait a minute. Actually, is this technically an island? You know where he is.
Yes.
Actually, did Delmon just guess it?
No.
No? Okay.
Don't you know where you're at?
Not really. Okay, I see where I am.
Delmon got it. Well, really, yeah.
Delmon got it. He's in the Bone Mire.
Damn. The hell?
It was that technically it's an island thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what gave it away.
An island that he couldn't see water from? Yeah.
I'm gonna have to run his little butt someplace deeper.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out a new place.
I'll get Lil to help me.
And of course, oh, wait a minute. I should have disqualified Delmon.
Why?
Because he's a DJ with online gaming radio. He can't get any present. He can't get any gifts. Oh, well. Anyway, that was freaking fast. So, what are we going to do for the next hour?
Well, I don't know. We can talk about what we did for New Year's Eve.
Delmon wants to know what he's getting. How about a swift kick in the ass? I know what Delmon can get. It's a present right up our... A visit from the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, we really do have to find better hiding places for Cheez-It.
We will. I'm going to list the aid of a few people, and we're going to get him someplace where he really shouldn't be at all. He really shouldn't be up there.
How the hell did they get Cheez-It's Nagafin's lair? He's just a little mouse. Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble once?
I'm riding Nagi! Giddy up, dragon!
Oh, well.
Nah, there's some good places. We'll figure out something a little bit better and a little bit nastier or something. I don't know.
Doesn't even have to be big or nasty. I mean, the Sunken City one actually had people going for a while.
Yeah.
Actually, Melina, that would be a really neat trick. You can't get back to Newbie Isle after you've left it. So, yeah, that would be a neat trick. Where is Cheez-It? He's back on Newbie Isle? They re-rolled Cheez-It? Alright, well, I'm going to camp back to Jethel then. So yeah, we had an interesting New Year's Eve. We had Krellic and Nasandaria from the Legion of Kethakor, of course, personal friends of ours, over in over the house. And we played a lot of Guitar Hero and Rock Band, had chips and dip, watched the ball drop. Actually, we didn't watch the ball drop. We watched the Space Needle get lit up. You there, hon?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
We watched them do the fireworks around the Space Needle, and they didn't screw it up this time.
last year was horrible. Technical difficulties surrounding the Space Needle last year. Oh, well. Oh, well, what can you do? So I blame Delmon completely for screwing up this week's... we're in Norath's Cheese and Double Buns. So.
Yeah. You know, this is the last year they can sell those 2000 glasses. They had these glasses that you can wear.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like 2001, 2, 3. Yep, this is the last year that you could have those because next year is 2010.
Yep, and they're not going to re-release them with a 1 over one in, over somebody's eye. So, good riddance to 2008. Here's hoping 2009's a little bit better.
It should be, I hope.
Yes, Deodissa is commenting on Vista. Don't have to worry about Vista. Guess what? They've already started, they've already announced the next operating system. And from what I understand, Vista was brought together by the same group that did Windows ME. If anyone remembers that hunk of crap. So they've broken up that programming group now. They haven't been fired, but they're not allowed to do any projects together anymore. So, we'll just have to wait and see what the next operating system brings us. I don't know about you, Welcome, but I plan on doing something with my computers this year because I'm sick and tired of the crashing and stuff like that. And I am not getting involved with Vista.
No, Windows 7, I've heard, is supposed to be good, or either that is propaganda. I don't know yet.
Propaganda.
Propaganda.
Are they going to be calling it Mojave? This week's Jethro's Everwing Show brought to you by Juicy Fruits, the official movie snack of the Jethro's Everwing Show. I love Juicy Fruits. Don't you?
No, because I don't have any.
I'll send the boy up. I'll give you a couple. Are you sending the boy up? Or do we eat the
No.
ball?
No.
Okay, I'll just eat the ball then. Of course, one of the things that really ticked me off about Vista was why... Well, actually, it really wasn't even Vista. It was the new Office 2008... Why would you make an upgrade for your Office software using formats that cannot be used by your previous editions? That's stupidity. Whatever. We're harvesting. Harvesting.
I'm alone again. They took off on me.
Huh?
I don't know where they went.
Well, I didn't do it.
But now she's got a bunch. We're running around Befallen with all these skeletons after us. Doesn't that sound about right for Befallen?
Hmm.
Train! Choo-choo!
Okay. Oh, since I know we have Domino listening, I just want to plug this again. I plugged it on the last show, but I don't think she was listening. What I think we need, now that we have, you know, the regular pine trees, now that we have the winter pine trees, we need some fall trees. Something with golden yellow foliage. That's what I mean, that's just a simple reskinning of the tree. I mean, that's my idea. I'm just putting it out there. Along with the, I actually made a suggestion in the, Narathian Home Show, forum a few, it was over a month ago, for them to have, placeable signs in the housing in the guild hall. So, you mouse over and, you know, you get a tool tip. But it'll be something that, that you can customize. So we'll put a sign outside of a room, Jethel's office. Or...
I thought they were going to do something like that as far as signs come. Hmm. They've got a lot of stuff coming.
Jethel's office, guild hot tub, clothing optional and not expected. Yeah.
That's normal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Where am I? I don't know where I am.
I don't know where you're at.
I'm running. Now, this is something we should be able to do in more areas. I'm in Kai Lung Plain still, and I'm running down the side of a mountain. I wish we could go over all terrains. Know what I mean? That would be cool. Of course, would also give, the people who actually designed the zones, a freaking heart attack, but... I'm just saying. Would be nice. But what the hell do I know?
So how's your harvesting coming?
Oh, I'm getting there.
You'll be glad when it's done and you have the cloak and you'll go, that was okay. Mm. And like I said, any of your extra stuff, just throw them in the bank.
This is what I'm doing. You know what I think they ought to have every once in a while?
What?
Have the leaders of the cities be accessible. Not attackable, but, accessible.
What, you can go up there and start flirting again?
Like, hey, baby, what's going on?
Look, all I did was ask Queen Antonia if she'd like to come back to my place and go in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
What's so wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. Surprised the guards didn't throw you out on your ear.
Well, threw me out of my ass, how's that? Oh well, what can you do? So yes, we had a good time with Krellic and Santania. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, did you?
I did. I wish they lived closer so we can get together more often. I still want to get Xanadine and Trueflight up here. Not so much Delmon, though.
Why not?
He would eat all my snacks.
And that's a bad thing?
They're my snacks. He can't have my snacks. I don't even let the boy touch my snacks. Yeah, I suppose we can have Skyheart up here, too. Of course, you know, they know that they always have a an open invitation. You just got to get the money to come over here. Barak has gained an adventure level, is now a level 38 bruiser. Congratulations, Barak. Whoop. Wrong day. There we go. So, fun, excitement, and adventure. You know, one of these days we gotta figure out, you know, get a show going where we actually have topics to talk about. That would be interesting, I think. We need guests. I would still love to get Domino on the show, but I know she's, you know, can't really say camera shy because there are no cameras, but, you know. She doesn't want to, you know, she feels uncomfortable putting herself out there, and I understand that completely. But hey, just as an open invitation, Domino, I'd love to have you on the show. Then again, I'd also have to get Smedley on the show. Getting Smedley on the show would just be awesome. What? I know, I'm never gonna get him. He'll never come on my show. Because I'll make fun of him.
Yeah, or something.
Start going off on how EQ2 isn't like EQ1. It's not supposed to be.
Or something. Something you're not supposed to do.
I have a way with getting people to say stuff they're not supposed to be saying.
Yeah.
Jerna, from the Antonio Vale Service says we need to get hookers for the show. I mean, not hookers, but strippers for the show because they're not camera shy. What do you think? Think we can get some strippers on the show?
Only if you want to get them.
We'll get some Dark Elf strippers for the show. And oh, this is cool. Apparently I need Barracuda for more than just this harvesting quest. All right.
Now we're quiet again.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the problem with having a weekly show, and really there's nothing going on in-game, you know.
We just got done with Frostfell.
Exactly, but there's nothing new to talk about. Okay, let's
talk. Did you have enough Frostfell fun?
I did. I had so much Frostfell fun that they just started giving me coal instead of giving me any gifts.
I like the sacks of coal. They look good by the fireplace.
Sacks of coal. Sacks of coal. Go get the Jeff Dunham special. It's really cool. Jeff-a-va. We had the opportunity to see Jeff Dunham in live performance. Where were we? Bellingham? No, not Bellingham.
Yes.
It was Bellingham?
Yes.
Bellingham.
.com, no.
Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. You ever notice, though, you can't actually see his mouth moving, which is why every time he switches to the puppet talking, they switch the camera to the puppet?
Yeah. But when you're watching him live, even your eyes focus on the puppet anyway, so
Oh no, I've attracted another green mob.
It's green.
And now, the Strollborg Snarler will die. Hail to you, Trollborg Snarler. You will soon be plant food.
I mean, the only thing new and exciting is that, I've got 5 of the 6 pieces of the first shard armor, which is cool. I'm still not sure if I like the silver look. Really.
You're just not into it like Jeth was.
Well, there's a leather armor, studded leather black thing. But it's faction. I've got to get into the moors and go get some people to like me so I can start crafting that. And I might wear that as an outer look. The shoulders are cool looking.
Well, they're different.
I've never liked shoulders. I've liked bare arms better, but I'm wearing the full outfit for a while.
So you exercise your right to bear arms.
Yes. I like to bear my arms.
And of course you arm bears.
But for a ranger, the silver stuff? I don't know.
No, I agree. But hey, what can you do? I just like what looks good.
Did you see some of the stuff, the resolution stuff they posted on the board?
No.
Some of the things coming that they're thinking of doing? Like they're going to do some updates to Lava Storm. There's going to be another trade skill instance mission.
Oh, yeah?
12 new sets of armor. And then they're going to do something with the robes where it's not going to be all one piece when they like to put the chest on. You know, when you put the chest on, it's the whole robe. Boof.
Yeah.
It'll be in pieces. So when they put the chest on, they can have the arms on, and so on and so forth. Which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be good. But you know what I think Delmon would really enjoy? Gorilla Mask. There needs to be a Gorilla Mask. Well, I don't know if he'd actually enjoy it, but it'd certainly make him look better.
A Gorilla Mask?
A Gorilla Mask.
Oh, you're getting that from Guitar Hero.
Oh, stop.
There it is. That's a Gorilla Mask you could buy. I don't know why, but...
Just because?
Smelly, hairy gorilla.
Mikeu says, bunny hoods. I think that would be really interesting.
Bunny hats?
Whole bunny outfit, I think. For the lady, for the ladies, anyway. I don't know.
But I miss snow bunnies in general.
Well,
how can
who knows?
We have snow bunny hats if there's no snow bunnies?
They're relics. I agree with Ashia. A Rotunga and bunny ears would be just hilarious. Absolutely. An ogre in bunny ears would be horrifying. Yeah, my throat's starting to bother me.
Ew.
Hmm? What?
Oh, nothing. I was just screwing around. I decided to go look and see what was in the marketplace. There's this thing called Phantasm Skulls. It's a red glowing thing with skulls spinning around it. Sort of like what you see in Nariak.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I've seen that.
I didn't. That's new.
And exciting.
The hell is Peg Leg? Scourge of Yishun Sea.
I don't know. A pirate?
Summons a pig leg scourge. So I guess it's a pirate pet.
Arg.
Okay.
Yar. You best believe in ghost stories, because you're in one.
And they still have... Huh.
Hmm?
Oh, just looking. They still have armor. Now, yeah, if you look at the Tenarian Alliance armor... Except, I don't like that skirt.
What are you talking about in the marketplace now?
Yeah. There's a black outfit like that, but I don't like the skirt. Don't like the skirt. I'm just screwing around looking. Ick. Skirts. Forget it. As soon as the pants have got skirts... Oh, that's another thing I've got a pet peeve about this week.
What's that?
I found these kick-ass pants. I think they're Swamp Stomper Chain something or other. They're really cool, but I can't find a top to match it at all.
Let's see, that would be...
Those are those pants I had you come get.
Mm-hmm. Don't link those in game here. I still have them on me. Those. They look good.
Yeah, I love those.
They look good. I like them.
I like them too, but I can't find a top that will go with them. I mean, the sides are very shiny.
And you like shiny things.
Yeah, shinies. I love the belt on it. I love the side parts. But I'm having a hard time finding a top that will match it.
Hmm. Senpu has gained an adventure level. It is now a level 18 monk. Congratulations,
well,
Senpu. Green Ranger needs food badly.
Hmm.
Name that game. Gauntlet. Anyway.
Not bad, huh?
Oh, you know, I think we may have to cut it short this week. My voice is starting to act up.
I know.
Oh, yes, I woke up Christmas morning with the flu. The flu. Yeah, so I spent Christmas week camped out on the chair of doom downstairs and sleeping mostly.
I know, you were not feeling good at all.
At least the cough has calmed down a bit. I was hacking up a lung there for a while.
I know.
Yeah, so my voice got a little raspy there and stuff. Although I really do sound like I can do movie voiceovers now.
They want to know how your ear is.
My ear is okay. The flu moved to my left ear canal, and I was having a hard time hearing out of my left ear for a while. And then my wonderful part-timer at work commented, well, if you're stuffed up, why don't you just plug your nose and blow, you know, pop your ear. And I'm like, well, I don't think it's plugged up for that reason. So, but, you know, like a day or so later, I was getting to the point where I couldn't hear anything anymore. So I'm like, God, I gotta give it a try at least. And I blew out my freaking eardrum.
Ouch.
Yeah, that hurt for a little while. And then everything was just all loud and distorted. Seems to be okay now, though. No problems with the ear now. I can hear clearly out of it. But, yeah, if anyone tells you to just, you know, hold your nose and blow to pop your eardrums, don't do it. Not a good thing. Because you will rupture your eardrum if you do it hard enough, and
I did it.
So let's not do that again, shall we? All right. Well, yeah, my, yeah, but the back of my throat's getting all rough here, so I think we're going to call it a night.
Okay.
Let me find some music here to put on. I think
you need to do one more ding.
Oh, who dinged?
Sojourn, the guild.
Well, HUD has got some achievement points. And what else?
The guild Sojourn.
Okay, I've never actually done the guild dings, but...
Well, we know them. We had one of their people on.
Oh, okay. Well, Sojourns of the Antonia Bales server, level 40 guild now. Congratulations to the guild ding. There we go. Gee, how did I know Lyra was going to ask for the 12 days of Frostfell? Oh, God. All right, I guess we can play it one more time. Let's get this lined up here. Oh, God, am I locking up now? Nope, I think we're good. Computer stopped responding for a moment there.
Not good.
Well, it's one of those reasons why I really need to do something with my computer this year. Just don't like the way it's acting. Alright, so let's line up some music here. We got 12 Days of Frostfell. Was anything else? Wonderful World. Hunting in Antonica. All right, let's get that going here. Do you want to hear anything specific?
Think your ranger's sexy?
You do?
Yes.
Even though I've been sick and stuff, you still think I'm sexy?
Yes.
Oh, I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
All right, folks, I think that's going to be about it for us this week. Chalk it up to leftovers of the flu. And next week, we'll be back with our very special guest, the Delmon. No. Who knows? I'm going to try to get somebody on next week. So we'll have to see what we can do. All right, folks, just simply show for January 6, 2009. Have a good night, everyone. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds.
Allbun Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar, Jelly Beans, A Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.